Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Prayer Principles. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now, go with me, if you would, please, to the book of Isaiah. And let's begin to see some detail about this. Isaiah and 43. There is a time to pray. There's a time to use your faith. There's a time not to pray, whether you understand it or not. Aren't you glad we can know Him well enough to know what He's saying to us, how He's directing us? In Isaiah 43 and verse 25, Isaiah 43, 25. The Lord says, I, even I, am He that blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember your sins. How many know you can shout about that all day long? Woo, glory to God. Now get this. Put me in remembrance. One translation says, review the past for me. And let us what? Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Notice, just notice the phrase, let us plead together. Now, people have made all kind of things out of this, but listen to the Amplified, and then we're going to read you some other scriptures that say the same thing. The Amplified says, put me in remembrance. Set forth your case. Did you hear that phrase? Set forth your case that you may be justified. In Micah, the 6th chapter, you don't have to turn there, but in Micah 6, 1 and 2, he said, hear what the Lord says. Arise, contend, and plead your case. And then in verse 2, he said, the Lord has a controversy, a pleading contention with His people, and He'll pleadingly contend with Israel. Is there a talking with the Lord, and in situations, pleading your case with Him, and then Him turning around and pleading His case with you? Is that a part of prayer? Many people hear that and they think, oh, what are you talking about, Brother Keith? Let me give you some examples. Elijah was praying. He was really down. Jezebel is after him. He crawled up under the juniper tree and prayed to die. And this was part of his prayer. He said, God, there ain't nobody left but me. I wish you'd just take me on and wipe this bunch out. Because I'm the only one standing up for you and serving you. He's pleading. Now, let me read to you from Romans and you'll see. He was interceding against the nation. He wants them wiped out. Let me read it to you. Romans 11, it said, did you not know the scripture says of Elijah how he pled with God against Israel? He said, Lord, they've killed your prophets. They demolished your altars. You are to wipe them out. I'm the only one. Won't you just take me on? Wipe this bunch out. Let's get on with this. He's pleading his case. And I'm understanding he had a case. They had killed his prophets. They had destroyed his altars. So he's pleading his case. But the Bible said, but God replied to him. God replied to him. You're not the only one. I've kept for myself 7,000. He thought he's the only one. 7,000 that have never bowed a knee to Baal. Now, this is a good example of pleading. He pled this case. He didn't get his prayer answered that day. Right? The Lord told him, no, you're wrong on this. there is some good left in Israel. How many of us, you know, you join me in saying we're not going to be negative about the world we live in. We're not going to be negative about the U.S. Somebody said, well, look at all this stuff. Well, we got Satan worship. We got abortion. We got this. We got that. Yeah, but there's a lot of us too. Amen. Right? Amen. Let's be positive. Right? Lord, bring judgment. No, no, no. Lord, spare us. Give us more time so more people can get in and get saved. Right? Amen. Right? No. But you see a pleading between God and man. How many remember Abraham? When he walked with the Lord and the angel of the Lord told him, shall I hide from my friend? Shall I hide from Abraham? What's about to happen? Sodom and Gomorrah was about to be judged. And so Abraham began to plead the case, didn't he? Did you get this? He said, now, Lord, you're a good God. And I know you are fair. I know it is not like you to allow the righteous to be destroyed with the wicked. What if we got 50 people in that town that's righteous? Surely you won't let the righteous be destroyed with the wicked. And the Lord said, I'll spare it for 50. He said, well, what if we're short 10? What if we can only find 40? He said, I'll spare it for 40. He said, well, you know, times are pretty bad. He said, what? And they kept going down. You know what? What if we can't find but 10? Lord said, I'd spare the whole place. He's talking about cities. I'll spare the whole thing for 10. They couldn't find 10 in all those cities. But do you see this? A pleading. And why did he come and talk to him about it? Why did he bring it up? Because he wanted him to ask him. Did you hear me? He gave him the opportunity to ask him so that he'd have a legal right in the earth because his covenant man asked him to. Can you see this? You know, concerning healing. You know, go to Numbers 12. Just take the time to turn to this one. Numbers 12. Let's look at another one of these. Everybody say, plead your case.
Plead your case.
Now, how many understand that God's going to plead his case with you at times too, though? Yeah. Right? He's going to turn around and tell you, well, yeah, but you don't know this. Our objective ought to be to know him well enough. Amen. That prayer is not a monologue. Prayer is not a religious ritual. It's fellowship. It's communion. It's, for lack of a better word, everybody understands this word nowadays, interactive prayer. You know what I mean by that? Interactive. I mean, you're not just doing, it's not one-sided. It's you and God. You talk to him, he listens. He talks to you. You better listen. Right? In Numbers 12, are you there? Y'all are quick. Y'all are a good bunch. I like you. I think I'll keep you. Numbers 12. God had selected Moses to be the head of the people. And Miriam and Aaron, Moses' brother and sister, didn't like something that Moses had done. Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Now, probably she was black. And I don't know whether they had a problem with that or just a problem that she wasn't Hebrew. I don't know, but they didn't like it. And so they let it be known. How many understand that people being prejudiced over the color of skin is truly ignorant? All of us have different skin tone. Every one of us. Right? Some are a little bit darker with a tan. Some are a little paler being inside. I mean, how many of you chose your skin color? You ordered it that way. Does skin tone make you a good or a bad person?
No, sir.
No. So you shouldn't be ashamed of your skin tone, and you shouldn't be braggadocious of your skin tone because you had nothing to do with it. Right? And people talking about a pure race. You don't even know what you are. I wish we had the technology for everybody in racist groups to have their DNA completely done so they'd know everything that was in their history. There could be no more clubs. But beside all that, how many understand you ought to watch your mouth talking about God's anointing? Didn't the scripture say, touch not my anointing? Right? Do my prophets no harm. What does that mean? Watch your mouth. Well, they didn't. And the more you know somebody and the more you know them after the flesh, the more you have to watch it. See, this is Bubba and Sis. Right?
Yeah.
And they felt like they had plenty of liberty to say, oh, now he missed it on that. Ethiopian woman. And so they talked about him. And they went on to say, they said, has God spoken by us, by Moses only? Hadn't he also spoken by us? We got the Holy Ghost too. I don't know who this Moses thinks he is. Who put him in charge? Anybody know the answer to that? God, which they are completely disrespecting. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which are upon the face of the earth, which also tells you why God picked him. Right? One big reason why God picked him. And the Lord spoke suddenly to Moses and to Aaron and Miriam. He said, come you three out to the tabernacle of the congregation. That sounds to me like when I was growing up, go out to the smokehouse. Or go get me a switch. Anybody ever heard that one? And how many know you don't bring back the little bitty one? You were in worse trouble now. I tried that one time, little bitty flimsy one, you know. She said, boy, all right, I'll get my own. Uh-oh. So I said, your mother physically spanked you? Yes, she did. Thank God. Yes. And my dad? Yes, thank God. Yes. They never abused me. They never backhanded me. They never hit me with a shoe or with a belt buckle. But God has designed children in such a way that there's extra padding on certain parts of their anatomy. And if you'll take something smooth like a board and apply pressure there, it turns red, it smarts, but there's no physical damage, but it does affect their soul. The Bible says. The Bible says. Now, I know that a lot of people today think they got a better idea and they think they know more than God, but God's got more kids than everybody. And if he says that's the way to do it, then that's the way to do it. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Prayer Principles, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.